Thank you. Thank you. So I'll start sharing then. This is Staffan Johnson. Continuing from our last meeting at the 20th, and I will try to follow the structure from that time, even though we have parallel structures going on right now. So, but first of all, so let's try to establish the agenda then, which just was set in front of me. Outstanding issues from last call is, of course, a first issue to discuss. What has happened since last? We have communication strategy, which is a very important issue right now. So let's discuss the survey after that. Third, we have webinar dates is also a issue on the communication strategy. And I'm trying to take some notes as well while talking. That's why I might be a little distant.
Where are you reading the agenda from, Stefan?
Sorry?
Where are you reading the agenda from? Is it from the document that Paul circulated?
Yeah, I just found it in front of me, so I have a little difficulties in following it because I haven't read it through.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. So, at least, let's start with following up last meeting, outstanding issues from last call, and what has actually happened. According to Paul's agenda, we have understanding the various CCTLD mailing lists and who subscribed to the various mailing lists, etc.
And Bart has very kindly sent out an email to the group dated 2:34, about an hour ago, outlining the two lists. So
three.
Yeah.
CCNSO members, or three lists. One is CCTLD community at cctld-managers.org, and that's a subscription-based list. And the third list is the CCTLD world, which is, I think, tell me who was that last one, Bart?
CCTLD world is all CCTLDs. They've been, but this is, they can unsubscribe. Nobody has unsubscribed till date, but it's only one person per registry.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes you, if I'm correct, it includes the ICG members as well, and it includes the regional organization general managers. The only caveat with that list is it's only set up for the purpose of the IANA stewardship transition process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think the intent is that all three email lists receive notification of the existence of the survey and solicit CCTLD's participation in responding to the survey.
But do you want, because I have sent you all a draft of the email to the community regarding the introduction of us and the survey. And I've put on the CCTLD community and the CCTLD world, but I wasn't going to put the CCNSO members on that one because They should know who's been. Well, they have already gotten our names, and I can do that if you want.
Well, CCTLD World will automatically include CCNSO members as well, if I understand.
Yes, it will include some of them, but all of, but only one person. Where the CCNSO members, I reckon, is like whoever.
Yeah.
Is put on the list from the CC. But I have another thing, and that is that I'm going to show your email on that your email in the CC part of the email. So and that's in order if they should respond, because we say if you want to ask us anything, please feel free to contact us. And if they need the contact details. So So I don't know if anyone is against that.
That is okay. Just reminding the senders to be specific, reminding that who they're actually talking to, so you understand if it's general mail or addressed to me, because it's very easy to miss that otherwise.
The other thing is, we've created an email list for you.
Yeah.
You can use that one, and that will be archived, so you archive if there are any questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you think they should respond to the CCTLD, the new email list, sorry.
Yeah, your email.
I'll put that in too, because I think I'd like to have each one of our email addresses and the other one. But Alan, do you want yours in that too, or
sure,
I haven't put it in?
Sure, yeah, that's fine. I'm happy
okay.
If you want to put that
okay.
in.
Yes, I'll do that. Yeah, that
so
was
excellent.
All for this part.
Yeah,
are we
it's all about this. Sorry.
Okay. Stefan, maybe
go ahead.
But I wanted to find out, do we want to include the ROs, people like Don, in our mailing list?
Yes.
Or have we included them?
Oh, they are included in that list, too.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Not in our mailing list, but in the email. So if you want to include it in the other mailing list that's made only for us, I don't know.
I think maybe yeah, I should be pushing it to say let's include them straight away, but I think I get a sense that we may, from time to time, need to invite them to some of our calls over and above the mailing list.
But I spoke to Peter about being on our calls and on these calls, and I think he was interested, and I think we should be open if anyone wants to be listening.
I think so, yeah.
I think going forward, particularly with regard to the survey where the ROs have indicated their willingness to conduct outreach on our behalf, it would be a good idea to have them on the call. And in fact, all ROs should be invited to the call, just so we get direct feedback from them as to how their outreach effort is going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the conclusion of this? We have the three lists. We will invite people to calls, right? To phone calls, as I understand it.
The ROs to call.
When
yeah.
needed. Yes. So we have to have extended lists as well then, or rather we have to make them up maybe every time for invitations, etc. So is there anything more about the list, or is this crystal clear? Sounds so? So should we continue to communication strategy then, and especially starting with survey and survey timetable, as Paul indicated? We noticed that survey questions are nearly completed, that Don has been gathering comments, and the question is when will the survey start? And for how long will it be open? I saw the date, the 21st, Tuesday. Do we have any other time?
Well,
timeline?
I have to say that was my hope for the Tuesday, the
that
21st.
That was your hope. Okay.
But it looks as if it is going to slip by virtue of the fact we're translating into Spanish,
mm-hmm.
Portuguese, French, Chinese, and Russian. So the hope is by the end of this week, the survey will be able to start. That's the hope as well, because it's dependent on how quickly the translations come back. The question is, we will try and start it as quickly as possible once all the translations are available and we launch all languages at the same time. But how long do people want to leave the survey window open for?
Uh-huh.
Is it a two or a 3 week or a 4 week period?
2 weeks. I think two weeks will
suit. I think
2 weeks.
2 weeks, assuming that we will be able to have all the contact details and the means to follow up or chase some of them. 2 weeks should be fine.
So 2 weeks open survey from opening date, right? So we'll have a sliding end date depending on when it actually starts.
2 weeks, and we have to send, or the AROS has to send out a reminder after 1 week. Because I think if people don't do it straight away, they'll forget, and I don't think, I think it's an important issue, but I don't think a month will help. If they're not already into most of this, we'll have trouble getting them up to speed in even in 4 weeks.
Okay,
but
excellent.
Well, I think one can aim for 2 weeks, and if we need to extend it, we can always extend it. But if we start at 4 weeks, extending it means it goes to 6 weeks, which means it's a ridiculously long period of time.
And maybe we can start using some of the responses we get even after 2 weeks. So.
Okay. So we have translation and we have RO sending out a reminder. Can we in any way control those events? I mean, both the translation and reminder of sending out a reminder, so to say. Or should we just expect those things to happen? Is there anything the five of us can do right now for it?
No.
But I think we're very grateful to the ROs for offering to conduct outreach.
Yeah.
And they have relationships with their registry members anyway, and they know who their non-members are. So I think we can thank them for their help and hope they get on with it, which I'm sure they will.
Okay. Great.
Now, one thing that may help them is for us to hold webinars for any CCs that's wanting additional confirmation or clarification. The idea we discussed on the last call was to hold a series of webinars as an outreach effort.
Yes.
The question is, do we still think that is a good idea? And if so, what are the dates, potential dates, for conducting the webinar just to assist any registry that wants additional clarification?
Actually, this is Alan here, Paul. Just a couple of minor points. Do we have a translation for the reminder emails? People should not forget, you know, they might as well get that done while they're getting the survey translated. Secondly, I like the idea of the webinars. Should there be a question in the survey asking whether they would be interested in a webinar, either in the survey itself or maybe in the covering email, just to make sure? Because there may be some people who may be dissuaded from answering the survey, but may want a webinar just to get more informed. So maybe that's the proper vehicle to ask
but
the question.
I would say in the email that goes out notifying that the survey is occurring, we stipulate that the date a webinar will occur just to try and motivate people to complete the survey. So they know on a such and such a date a webinar will be held in Asia or Latin America or somewhere, so at least they can sort of pencil it in.
But I think, we should do the webinar in 2 weeks' time, because if it goes out, the survey goes out end of this week, you'll have the reminder and the webinar, hopefully, at the same time.
Okay, so let's just, looking at the diary, assuming the survey goes out on or before the 24th, in other words, Friday of this week, the proposal is to conduct webinars the week of the 3rd. Is that right?
Yes.
So
I don't know if we're able to do it, but because that would acquire some help from
that's no problem.
Bart. Okay, so you do the webinar.
Yeah. So the issue is if you do it the week of the 3rd, so we just before you hope to send out the survey the end of this week. So you're talking about the 24th. So
No, I want to do the webinar a week after the survey has been out there, because you can have people then asking questions regarding the survey,
yeah,
maybe,
so
if, you know.
I understand, but just going back, so the 24th, you want to close it on the 7th.
The provisional date for closing it is the 7th, but that could slip a little, but the intent is not to let it slip initially.
Yeah, so my advice would be, say, do it at the end of the first week, around the 30th or the 31st. You could do it the 3rd, but then you're very close to the end date.
Yes, we should do it the 31st.
30th is probably best.
Yes.
May I ask, if we are very fixed with webinars as a form of outreach, maybe if this is a problem, there might be other solutions than just webinars, because I can imagine that it's not always the best form to do it. I kind of see the kind of technical support, for example, for setting it up just for one issue, but maybe there's more important to focus on outreach in any form, creating a dialogue rather than saying webinars, or this is an open question.
The best way is you dial everybody.
Yes.
You call them.
Okay.
That's the surest. The only thing is, it will take ages.
Yeah, I see.
You can keep.
I'm just trying the idea here because.
But Bart, you would help us with the technical part of the webinar, right?
The webinar, say Christina.
Or Christina, or.
Yes.
Yeah. Just Christina, how long does it take us to set up a webinar? You've got more experience.
Well, it doesn't take long to set it up. It's just a matter of announcing it in time, I suppose. But to set it up, it doesn't take long.
Okay.
So can I suggest, if we're in agreement that there is to be a webinar, that Lisa does Europe, Dika does the African region, Eric does the Latin region, and I do APTLD and North American / Caribbean area. And we
Bart, question Bart, when you're talking about Latin America, you include Caribbean?
I can cover some of the Caribbean islands.
Okay.
I went to a meeting.
Me too. We have a... Spanish, Iceland, and also I can cover all Caribbean, but I want to be clear if you need include in Latin America that format.
This is Bas again. The easiest way to organize it and to ensure it is organizing it by time zones. So, say the Asian Pacific will be the most difficult given where we all are. Say you can cover Europe and Africa is the easiest one, and say that's around this time or early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And say Asia and Asia Pacific needs to be during our late in the evening, very late in the early or early morning.
Don't worry, I spoke to Don about this, and he suggested that I get up in the middle of the night
yeah.
and conduct the webinar. And I'm happy
yeah.
to do so.
So it's more thinking in terms of time zones than specifically for a region. Say how it looks, a webinar is you got a screen like this where you can do presentations, where people can ask questions, we can take notes, and it's say we do it through an Adobe room like this one.
So can I just, coming to the point, if everyone's in agreement that there should be a webinar, may I suggest that the people that will be conducting the webinar specify the dates and brackets, number of times they're available, and then we work out when each is going to happen, and then those dates, times that are agreed, go into the email so that everyone knows how to catch a webinar.
Fine with me.
And then what
do you want them specified now or in the email?
No, over email, it doesn't matter. But if we don't know what your diary is, Lisa. So if you say, I can do it on this day at this time and that day at that time, and then we'll find out what technical resources are available and which time slot works for everyone or for the people, and then we go from there. So we don't need to spend time now discussing such things. Each person decides who's leading the group what time, what day works for them, and it goes into the source email.
And Paul, this is Bart. Around the 30th of, assuming, say, 1 week after the survey has been sent out, approximately.
Okay.
So it depends a bit, say...
Yeah, logical.
Yeah.
It can be done over email. We don't have to do it now because we've all got a...
It depends on when you send it out.
Okay. Yes, it's a reasonable idea for me as well. It's just I don't want one moment to stop another. So let's get the email out even if we don't have a date in order. So it won't stop with everything else. Okay. So my conclusion is that webinar dates are to be suggested by mail and being handled by mail further on. We have dates for starting and ending the survey, and what else? We have a strategy for engagement in Paul's suggestion as well. You want to go through this strategy, Paul?
It's really to try and make the idea that the survey as inclusive as possible, bearing in mind the ROs have very kindly agreed to announce the existence of the survey and have indicated a willingness to contact their members, but also their non-members, asking that the CC manager in the region conducts the survey. And I was wondering what tools would try and make a survey more attractive than surveys traditionally are. And I wanted to know if the members of this group thought it'd be an idea to do a short video in each language, effectively, saying why why completing the survey is important. Sometimes people don't sit and read volumes of data, and they might not be aware of what's going on with respect to the IANA transition or the potential IANA transition. So the idea, or the first question is, do people think having a short video in a native tongue would be useful? And I'm thinking more for the Latin Americans, but it may be it's overkill.
I think it's overkill. It's Lisa. I think we don't have the time and we don't...
And Eric, what would help you in the Latin American region, Eric?
There is time for us. I think it's in the morning. It's the same time that right now.
Okay, so we will reflect on, I hear you, Lisa, and I semi-agree with you that it, for some regions it might not be beneficial, but for other regions it may help in terms of engagement. So we'll do it on a region-by-region basis if there is to be one.
Mm-hmm. Fine with me.
The next question...
I do agree.
The next question I have, and I've written down various answers because I genuinely don't know, some of the... I did a little focus group. I've sent out a little the questionnaire to two regions just to see if people who are not familiar with the ICANN arena understand the questionnaire. And you'll have seen on the list some responses, constructive responses, which is helpful. But some CCs have concerns about sharing their comments with a broad group that has the potential to leak to ICANN, particularly if the comments are not particularly favorable with respect to ICANN. And I don't know to whom the answers of the survey should be sent, bearing in mind the regional organizations primarily are going to be in the business of soliciting their members or non-members' input to the survey. So I've given five answers, and none of them I necessarily agree with. It's really to find out what the members of the group agree with, so that all of the five representatives, all of us, should have access to the Survey Monkey. It's a machine. It's an automated survey gathering tool. And we, the five members, do not disclose the specific CCTLD's responses, but we do obviously aggregate them and it'll formulate our report. But the second option is we advise the ROs which CCTLDs have responded, but do not give the results during the survey window so that it's still open rather than having capture of the survey system. The third is we basically leave it to the ROs to gather the data and seek to that one redacts the actual CC that's replied. And the fourth is we don't care. We just make the results available to anyone that's interested. So I've no idea which anyone prefers.
Paul, this is Alan here. Could you elaborate a little bit more for me on the reluctance of some CCs to disclose? Please.
Genuinely, I have to say I don't. I can't semi-justify it in my mind. The feedback I got was that if I can were to know the answers they were given or given, it might make ICANN go and let's say they want the IANA, for example, to be in a separate entity with nothing to do with ICANN. It could damage the relationships between the CC registry manager and ICANN should it transpire that ICANN does obtain the IANA function. So it's one of trying to express their views in a manner that doesn't impact their future relationship with ICANN.
That sounds a bit too alarmistic though, Paul.
I'm just conveying to you what is the impact to you.
If you find looking at the current IANA contract, how ICANN could try and sabotage a person or a CCTLD for having a differing view over where IANA should sit, you know?
Well, what about being a little more general in the instructions, saying that the answers to your answers to the survey will be shown only to parties outside or a disclosed party or parties outside of ICANN organization and not go into specifics. Is that very general statement enough to...
Personally, I think if it goes outside of the five of us, it is likely that everyone will get knowledge of how a CC voted. And is that a particularly bad thing? My personal view is no. It's just that every TLD is entitled to hold its view anyway. But there are some that are concerned. And the question is how best to deal with it. Do we just let the ROs deal with it? Do we as the five want to see the cumulative results? Do we not want to see the five and leave it to the ROs? Do we want to bring an independent organization to do it? I don't know, but I'm just expressing to you a view that's been expressed to me. It's not one I personally share.
I would like the ROs to be dealing with it, it's Lisa, and I think it's because I don't have the time and manpower to be looking at this in collecting all the stuff and making some... notes on it. I think it would be so nice to have it processed by the ROs.
Lisa, it's Alan here. I think there's a broader principle here that we have to be mindful of, and that is of the need for openness and transparency.
Yes.
If we get down the road and we say there are a group of CCs that favor this option, but we can't tell you who they are, then I think that could really undermine the credibility of the whole process we're doing. So, while I certainly take Paul's point, we certainly have to be mindful of our credibility as a group. And if we have condoned this secrecy, it could, as I'm repeating myself, it could undermine our credibility within the CWG.
I agree.
Okay, but so if it needs to be transparent, in the end, you should have all surveys laid out in the open then, so everyone could see what everyone is saying.
Well, I mean, there's a. I guess what I mean is I don't think we should promise secrecy. Okay, I think there's a need to have a roll up of the information. I think there's a need to be in a position that if someone says, well, you know, what percent of CCs by domains under management or something were of that view, et cetera, I think we have to be in a position to give that information. I don't think being open and transparent means putting the entire results of the whole survey online and available, right? I mean, unless, of course, there's a need going down the road, but I don't think that should be our opening position just because of the mechanics and the time it would take. But I think we have to be as open and transparent as we can.
Okay, so,
agreed.
I don't have any problem with that.
I agree. I agree with Alan. I think there is benefit in making sure that one can reference in an open, transparent way how not a specific CCTLD voted, but how a group of CCTLD voted, because it adds additional credence to the survey itself. So what I'm taking from this call, if I'm understanding correctly, is the five of us ask the regional organizations to gather the data for their geographical area, initially, but keep the results private to their organization and to us as the five, and not make them publicly available, but do make available the generic findings from each region.
Paul, this is Bart. It's do you want to run five surveys concurrently or just one, say let the ROs point to one SurveyMonkey survey where it will be anonymized anyway?
In my opinion, the latter is the only thing that works. Namely, there is one survey, albeit in different languages, and the ROs are appointing to it.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it, and then so you don't have the ROs compiling all the individual data. I know, say Patrick Miles from Center should be very able to set up this survey, use SurveyMonkey, and let it run its course, and then you can say if there are regional differences, okay, so be it, but that it will be recorded anyway. So it
and then we
to
keep
one.
The results private to, sorry, the specific answers. We have to make public the answers.
Yeah, you group them, but you do just to be sure what you always do with these surveys and whoever is conducting these surveys. In principle, they're anonymous, but you ensure that, say, people who answer them, you receive, a code to answer it, so you verify that it's people who respond to the survey are genuine, so it can't be captured.
Okay, so just to summarize, so everyone's on the same page, because I'm happy, I don't care what we do. The ROs are basically going to send an email out which references one single survey, albeit it'll be in multiple languages. The SurveyMonkey engine will aggregate the results, The ROs and the group of five will see the results detailed in their entirety, but the aggregates results will be publicly available.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds
and just so what do we mean by aggregate? Will we ask them what region they're in or how many demands under management in the survey just to let us kind of put the answers in perspective? I mean,
well,
if we're not going to know
what
who...
region is relevant, but I'm not sure if names under management is relevant. Just because one has, you know, X million names, does that mean your vote counts more than a TLD that is somewhat restrictive in nature?
Well, we can have that. If we don't ask that question now, it's answered. I mean,
well, we will know which. Sorry, just for detail, we know which CC has answered the survey because it's the first question we ask. Which CC TLD are you? So we know which
okay,
region they're
right.
in.
Okay, you're right. Sorry. Yeah. Thanks. I'm good. Thanks.
So this
okay.
this is starting
yeah.
to look like a plan, right? If no one opposes it.
Yes.
Let's accept this as a working plan. Great.
Yep.
Good. Thank you.
So, is this all about webinar dates, webinar strategy, access to survey responses? Is there anything more?
That we need to
yeah.
discuss? I have two things I'd like to discuss shortly with you. And the first one is, I don't know if you've read the notes from the meeting, our first meeting, face-to-face meeting in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, there was some
Lisa,
yeah?
Sorry for interrupting you. May we please just mention the two issues, because I guess this is agenda points you're trying to take up now, right? Or is it about the webinar?
No, it's not about the webinar. It's agenda points. It's notes from
it's
the
point.
CWG
okay.
meeting, and it's
yeah.
it's action points. So
action points. Thank you.
Or
yes,
and or I don't. I think the notes and the action points should be in the same. And actually, the second point is the scenario list.
Uh-huh.
But the notes from the meeting, I don't know if you've all read them and seen the action points.
No, to be honest, not me. I saw Marika's email. I haven't read it.
Yes, okay. But I'll shortly put you through them. It's the revised timeline that needs to be reviewed. And as I see it, no one has really made any comment on this on the email list. But I don't know if you have any feelings of this part.
No, I haven't checked.
But revised timeline for what?
Of our work.
Well, we're
trying
to work on that as quickly as we can. Just tell us what the revised timelines are. I don't know.
That was you had a document, and that's the document that tells us when we're gonna have some deliverances for this, and we will have, as I think Bart mentioned it, there will be a face-to-face meeting in November too.
Yeah,
well,
November
19.
What I'll do, just to be sure, say Lisa, I will resend the material from the CWG meeting and the notes from that meeting to the email list, so all
yeah.
of you will have it.
So all of this small group or the big group?
No, all this small group.
Okay. Because I was just curious if anyone had made any or is going to make any comments on the timeline, but it doesn't seem like there is.
And from this group or from the larger group?
From both. If anyone was planning to do something or give some comments, but
it's,
for
it's,
me,
it's
yeah.
It's Stefan here. Lisa, it sounds like you're looking for something. You're fishing
for
something.
I'm not fishing for something. I'm just trying.
No.
Actually, I have two purposes here. I'm going to chair that meeting on Wednesday because what's his name? Jonathan is not going to be able to be there. So I'd like to try and ask my own little group, do you have anything in comments for the action items that I'm going to be discussing with the group on Wednesday? So this is all.
Okay.
I don't have any, I'm
okay.
not fishing for anything. I just want to, if you have any, and of course you can come on later and say, well, I have a comment for it, but I just wanted to hear your, and then we
okay.
had to review something, and then there was, Alan is here, there's this draft for items 1 and 2 in the request for proposals that was going to be prepared, and I don't know, did you get any volunteers for that, Alan?
Not yet. Even though I'm glad to have Bernie on board, I was going to talk to him about that, but we can do that offline.
Mm-hmm. But Elise said to you that she wanted to be a part of that, but you have started drafting already, right? So
No.
Okay.
I was more putting my hand up to indicate that we have to get working. So and actually, I should correct myself. Chuck Gomes, as he said in the meeting, has volunteered to help as well. So
yes.
That's something that we have to get going. So it's not critical, but I was mainly making a point of it so that we could trying to get people focused on the practicalities of getting the job done.
Okay.
Okay.
But we have
Lisa,
for them. Yeah. Yes.
Lisa, did you have a second point?
Yes, that was the list of scenarios because there was an email sent out to the list today by Guru who started a list of scenarios, and we were talking about doing a list of scenarios too, but
yes.
I don't know if you have seen that email from Guru because it's
no,
an open
yet.
Document. And anyone can write in it. So I was just curious if any of you were planning on writing on this one or we should try and make it a group effort.
I have to say, my preference, in order to ensure a coordinated and a message, is
mm-hmm.
that we, as the group of four,
yeah.
send everything to you, Lisa, to make sure that you incorporate it in whatever and what and whenever you think is appropriate. So you're effectively
mm-hmm.
the spokesperson for this group in that
mm-hmm.
forum.
We're all going to be spokespersons for this group, but I will gladly put it on the agenda if we have anything. And I think it's very important that I, not as a chair, is not going to bring on issues that you guys should bring onto the group, to be honest.
I would say I think Lisa, as vice chair, it's more awkward to be the spokesperson. It might be better if one of the other four of you were just two, so she doesn't kind of get in the way of her chairing responsibilities.
Okay. Excuse me for interrupting. It's now 3 o'clock UTC time. So how long are we going on today? Do we have 1 or 2 hours?
Oh,
it's up to you.
Only 1 hour. But I have 15 minutes more if that's fine.
Okay.
With other people.
Okay. May we just take 5 or 10 minutes more of
mm-hmm.
of your time and then we'll end it for today?
Yes.
That's a good idea, and during that time we have to get to decide on the next meeting as well. I had a suggestion in the mail. I noticed. Just to finish off Lisa's ideas about scenarios. Last time we said that there shouldn't be too many, and we should have to decide for how long may this process take, and maybe we have support from other organizations, and that if so, that is very good. I'm not sure what we do about the scenario issue. Should we just... do you have suggestions what we do with the scenarios? Because we have to have an idea what to do with it.
I have to say...
Are we still on?
The point of the survey is to find out what CC managers would like, and the survey, I hope, will identify three or four scenarios which the CC managers are comfortable with. I think it's difficult for us to come up with, before the survey, what CC managers are wanting. I know what I personally want, but it's irrelevant what I want if the if I'm the only one wanting what I want. Then I have to swallow my pride and go along with the, not majority, but what I can best align myself with. So I think having the survey first will identify the, I would hope, three or maybe maximum four scenarios that accommodate the CCTLD community.
Okay.
No, but,
that's an excellent answer.
I agree with you, and I don't. And I agree that we should put forward what the community wants. But a scenario list is not a list of what we want. It's a list of possibilities. And sometimes creating this list is making it more visible. What are the choices and what are the consequences of the choices? And I think what a list would be helpful for was kind of putting things into structure, and we should, when doing a scenario list, if we should do one, is to be very clear on what is it we want with IANA, what are the basics for IANA, and then the principles, and then do we want to ensure security, do we want to ensure transparency, what do we want? Mm. And then you make the scenario list from that.
Lisa?
I just,
Hello? This is Bernie. I've compiled a draft of the principles, and I'll be refining it. And right after that, I think I'll be drafting sort of a high-level schematic looking at a mathematical layout of all the options so that we can reference it in the same fashion for everyone and then have a look at what makes sense to pursue or not. So I'm hoping to get that done in the next day or so. And then we'll have an actual document to look at and decide if it's good enough to do something with or to help us focus our conversation for the next call.
Yes, but I'm a bit biased about having these straw men made because I think some of it needs to come from the community and something is fine having made by the... By ICANN, and in this respect, I regard you as ICANN, Bernie. And,
God!
Okay.
Be careful what you say there.
No, yeah. Well, well, you're contracted by ICANN, right?
I am, but I think I've proven my independence over the years.
So Elise,
no, but,
both of you.
No, but for me, it's very okay.
Hmm. Elise, may I just interrupt you again? We won't solve this today. We have no suggestion what to do, then wait. We have no positive action point to take in this issue. So please let's postpone this issue to the next meeting and see if we have something more then, right? Because we have no counter suggestion to the decision today. So I'd suggest we let the issue slide next meeting because
if you do that, it will be too late because it's going to be on the next meeting. So it's going to be on the meeting on Wednesday. And what's happening right now, Stefan, is that Guru has made this list that's going on out there, and we need to find a way to focus the work. And it's as I say,
I share your concern, Lisa. Let me just say, I share your concern. CCs are very different from GTLDs, and I think the point you've been raising are very valid. I urge all of the five, all of us, to come up with high-level scenarios, and we see what synergy we have within our five, but I don't think we should be distracted by the GTLD community. We are very different from them, and it could be there's some synergy. I don't know. But let's sort of do one step at a time. We can come up with some bullet points, no more than one A4 sheet of paper. You know, the five of us could come up with that and see what synergy we have as a CC part. But it's very difficult within 2 days to come up with a learned paper based on scenarios.
I know.
So,
so what is the specific action point in this then?
There is no specific action point other than for the five members to consider what high-level points they would like to raise. And we can discuss it at the next meeting, which is next week, if I'm not mistaken.
But, if the high-level points are what principles are important for an IANA function, because I think, and by this I don't mean how IANA is governed, but we have an IANA function that we want to continue in some way, and what are the most important principles of this?
Uh-huh.
And I think it would be nice to have our idea of this before the next meeting, and I think some of that will also come in discussion on Wednesday. I don't know if it will, but we'll see.
All right, Alan,
okay.
A couple points here. Firstly,
yes.
I'd like to see what Bernie produces, just to read it.
Yes.
Secondly, I know it would be better for the group to behave as a group, but if any one of us individually wants to look at what Guru has done and maybe put in an option that's more centric around CCTLDs, I wouldn't say anything wrong with that. So, because I think Lisa's point is he could end up taking the high ground with his options. We better make sure there's one in there that's more reflective of our community. It doesn't necessarily have to be a consensus view. It's just an option. So others can look at that.
Bernie, in 2 seconds, could you introduce yourself to the whole group and identify in what capacity you're participating in the group, please?
Are you speaking to me, Paul?
Bernie.
I'm a contractor to ICANN to facilitate the work of the CWG and also work with the CCs on this. And for those that don't know me, I used to operate the .ca, helped start the CCNSO. And most recently, I've completed the FOI working group of the CCNSO, sort of looking at RFC 1591 to produce a standard interpretation for use by IANA.
And you are doing both CCs and GTLDs or just CCs?
I'm working at the top level of the CWG for...
So you're doing both? Yeah. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
In principle, this is Paul. In principle for the CWG, but it might be helpful given Bernie's background as former CC and his knowledge of the FOI, he could be of assistance to this group as well.
I have no doubt that Bernie will be.
Bernie's outstanding. I've known him for years. I haven't spoken to him in years, incidentally, as well, but I knew him when he was the manager at .ca, so I just thought the others may not have known him. That was all.
Okay, this is Stefan again. It's now 10 past, so we need to draw a line soon. May I suggest that there are individual initiatives, as mentioned by Alan, and that we do nothing further until next time. Is that okay with you, Lisa?
Yeah. And I just I'm really looking forward to reading what Bernie is going to write. It's not that anything is is wrong with that. I just want, when we get into more content, that I think the CC should be very, should be writing ourselves, because it's a lot of this. I don't want to be accused of having ICANN drawing my line of policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what I'm afraid of. It's nothing to
mm-hmm.
do with Bernie.
mm-hmm.
No,
okay.
I understand, and I think what I'm proposing is just to, sometimes it's useful just to produce some text that people
yes.
can use as a starting point. I'm not suggesting mm. this is the position of the group. It's just to facilitate.
Yes. Okay, and
okay.
Let's take it from there. It's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So let's see about the next meeting. I saw something about the 22nd in my mail, in my inbox.
This is Bart.
Yes.
So you know, the CWG itself will meet every week, most likely on a standard time, 1 p.m. UTC on Wednesday.
Ah, I see. So it was not for us then?
Yes, it is for you, because you're supposed to attend that call.
Yeah. Okay.
The small group itself agreed to meet once a week, every Monday, same time.
So next
week is the 27th.
Yeah, so let's confirm the 27th at 2 p.m. UTC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
correct.
Anyone agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah,
as we agreed in L.A., we're happy with the Mondays at 2 p.m. UTC.
The only caveat may be, but this is more for Eric, is I think over the next couple of weeks we're going to change times. I don't know how it will play out.
No, you don't care. The only place that changed time will be Brazil, and the rest of the region is more close to the Pacific time, so don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, most people change time.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Actually, this is Alan here. I'll be in Busan in South Korea at the Plenty Pot for the next 2 weeks, so I really don't know what the time will be there, so I'll just have to investigate that.
Yeah, but Alan, what I'll do after this call, so you're aware, we'll send out the notes you'll see in the screen.
Okay.
Okay. I will not be able to make it next Monday, so I have a meeting in the ministry. So, I don't know if Friday could do the 24th, but else you can have it. I can read the minutes.
I will be traveling Friday, so I'll have trouble with that.
My suggestion is to keep a strict, say, just this one schedule. If you can't make it, you can't make it.
Yes.
But
I'm
say there will
that.
Be notes, and the recording is available anyway.
Yes. And I have anything to remark, I'll send by email before the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Are we done by today's meeting then?
Just one question for next week. I say, Paul, kindly prepared an agenda. Whoever is going to chair this meeting may send out, my advice would be send out an agenda around Thursday, Friday, so you have it in time. So if somebody needs to read, if the members need to read stuff beforehand, then it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So who will chair this meeting next week?
Vika, would you be willing to chair next week?
No problem. I'll be available.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Okay.
So then you'll send the agenda.
Yeah. Vika.
Yeah, I'll come up with the agenda. Can I commit myself to coming with the agenda thing by Thursday, the latest?
Yeah.
Fine.
Excellent.
Thank you, everyone.
That is all.
Thanks,
thank you
everyone.
Very much.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Bye-bye.